It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Escaping Denver. Batch 3. Episode 8. The Conflagration. All right, let's get started. When I last left you, I was a skeptic of this secret planet on the edge of our solar system, Nibiru, or Planet X as I've since seen it called. It appeared to be an absolute impossibility that we'd have missed a seemingly large planet for this long. But now, after more research and a few of your emails, my opinion is unchanged. I want to believe. And just because I stole that sentiment from a poster in the X-Files, it doesn't make it any less true. This experience, the creatures, the lore, the possibility of aliens. I mean, the child inside of me is doing cartwheels right now. It's the whole shadow government and human testing part that really, really upsets me. Now, I'm clearly not a man of faith. Not to say that believing in aliens and God are mutually exclusive, I just don't know how to wrap my head around the combo. Where was I? Faith. Yes. Right. So I'm not a man of faith, but I'd love to be. I want cool stuff to exist. I'm not against cool stuff. I just need to be able to root it in reality. Could Bigfoot exist? Why not? Big, lonely ape living in remote places? Possible. And how about aliens? Of course, the universe is incredibly large and it's expanding or retracting. I can't remember which, but it really doesn't matter. Other life seems logical. But an extra, giant doomsday planet in our observable universe. Well, that falls into the same category as Flat Earth. Hokum. When we left off on Noah and Sarah, they were discussing this very topic with Alan in their makeshift camp behind the waterfall.
Nibiru.
What was that?
I think you said Subaru.
Nibiru.
Still not following.
Nibiru, it's the name of the planet.
Do you know this place?
How could he? It doesn't exist. There's no ninth planet.
Exactly. It shouldn't exist.
Then why does it?
I'm not. It's just, if, and it's a big if, but if this etching is of what I think it is, it's referring to Nibiru. A fabled planet that exists at the edge of our solar system. But it's not supposed to exist. Even around my circles, it's mocked. We have telescopes and satellites. We'd have seen something that large in our solar system. They've drawn it bigger than Neptune. We'd have noticed.
Could just be a primitive understanding of it all, you know? Like cave drawings, but a little more sophisticated.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Good. Me neither. Look.
Those aren't.
Couldn't they be?
I hadn't noticed them.
Notice what?
See these little dark spots around the planets?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were just flaws in the etching. But Noah's implying that they are moons.
Moons?
Yeah, moons. See? Earth only has one. Two over here with Mars. And like 75-ish moons with Jupiter.
So?
If the original carving has the moons represented, something that modern science is still in the process of trying to sort out, then whoever made these carvings was more informed than even modern astronomy, which means...
this planet Subaru is possible.
We need to find the original carving to confirm. It's the only way.
Maybe in those sections that are booby-trapped.
Booby-trapped?
Yeah, this feels like information you'd want protected.
Plus, as of yesterday, some of those hallways...
opened back up and the sand drained.
How did you know?
The archivist.
Of course. Well, a couple of them opened back up, so we should start with those.
Whoa, Lewis and Clark, slow down. Okay, maybe sprinting into booby-trapped hallways is an unwise decision. I get wanting to have the information necessary to bring down the collective, but we literally just got here. Maybe we take a minute. Gather our thoughts?
Yeah, she has a point.
Thank you.
Let's organize these papers a little further and maybe eat something. Do we have any rat left?
No need. I caught a fish.
You paused.
What?
Before you said fish, you paused like you were searching for the word.
Well, not everything is so black and white down here. Some fish are less fish-like than other fish.
Show us the fish.
Fine! Look, you're going to have an open mind. It may look unconventional, but I've eaten it for 2 days in a row, and I gotta tell you, the leg meat is incredible.
Leg meat? You said you caught a fish.
Yes, but I also said that not everything is so black and white down here. See?
Oh. Holy shit.
God. That's...
way too many legs for a fish.
Yeah.
Right? When the thing was running after me, I was like, whoa, that's way too many legs for a fish. But I just booked it. You know what they say. Sometimes there's not time to stop and count legs.
That famous saying.
Where are its eyes?
It doesn't have any.
Oh, that's disgusting. But I could eat.
And why are we shifting all these big-ass rocks?
Last time I came through here, the doors slid shut and sand poured in.
And?
Well, I don't know what to do about the sand, but at least the rocks should prevent the doors from shutting completely.
An escape route. Good foresight.
It's not my first rodeo. That was dumb. Sorry. It sounded much cooler when I heard it said elsewhere.
Have rodeos ever been cool?
Yeah, sure. Probably. In some parts of the world. To be honest, I've never been to one. Right. Toss me a flashlight. Now, I'm not expecting us to find the solar system carving that quickly, so let's keep our eyes peeled for anything else that might be useful.
Sure thing. I'll look out for useful symbols in a language I can't read.
What was that?
I was just wondering why the passageway's curved.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that too. Not sure why, but it's creepy. You never know what's around the bend. Most of these booby-trapped ones seem to be curved, at least so far.
And you're sure we should be scouring ancient carvings instead of just trying to get out?
Yes. Of course we should be. Even if we escape, it doesn't mean we're free. They'll find us again, Sarah. We'll never stop running. But if we can find some evidence, something to help bring them down, then maybe we have a chance. This is important, Sarah.
Is it though, Noah? Our goal is to get out. We've had a few setbacks, but that needs to be the goal, right?
It is. It is. But you're not curious at all what they're doing to us? Why?
You know I am. But curiosity means fuck all if we're dead.
If.
You're impossible.
No. No, this is impossible. Look around. It's all impossible. We're miles below the Denver International Airport in a series of passageways behind a waterfall looking for ancient carvings of an apparent ninth planet in our solar system. I almost wish we'd never left those concrete cells. Back then, it was scary, but at least the world we were trying to get back to made sense. Knowing this is going on? Not even just here? Nobody starts with Denver. There are facilities all around the globe doing the same or different, but equally terrifying tests and experiments.
Yeah, but what does knowing any of this help, though? So we know that the collective are everywhere. So what? They were running the show before we got down here. So what changes?
Knowledge. We know things now. We can't go back to working a 9-to-5 pretending everything is normal when we know it isn't.
I'd rather live and be disillusioned than be an enlightened corpse.
Like Alan said, it's not so black and white down here. There has to be a healthy median where we learn more, gain context, maybe even discover something we can use against them.
You're so hell-bent on bringing them down.
Of course I am. They stole us, Sarah.
I know. I was there. Am there. But what makes you think it's even possible to do?
Because everything else we've been through should have been impossible too. Found it. Stranger, you'd be so impressed. Was at it for a few hours with Sarah, who would not stop being negative about the process. always questioning why we're doing what we're doing, or saying that we should reach out to our allies. What allies? Maybe she made some friends in our time apart, but I didn't really have any positive interactions before. Beyond Tunnel Tarzan, and he lopped off my hand. Even the cult that also hates the Collector tried to kill us, so what allies? Anyway, I needed some space, so I just sent her back to grab more charcoal. It's working a treat on the etchings. I went a little overkill initially, was etching everything. Felt like I was back in college studying, not knowing what was important, so just highlighting the entire page. It's hard to know what matters when it's in a language you don't speak. I imagine all of it, to be honest. So now I'm limiting our etchings to just the cool stuff, like this Ouroboros. Now you can't see it. This was dumb, but super cool. Looks like a circle, really, but it's a snake-like creature eating its own tail. If memory serves, it's a symbol for infinity, or at least the endless cycle of creation and destruction, or whatever. It's cool. But it's also Egyptian. At least the snake eating its own tail thing is Egyptian. This one has little legs in the front and back and, like, spikes on its head, so maybe it's a dragon, which might help justify what it's doing in a cavern of ruins. I don't know. It definitely makes me question. No. It's quiet. I'm tucked away so I can't see much, but it's brighter than usual, like there are lights or... The fire! The papers! Shit! Alan! Sarah! Shit! Help me, it's all on fire.
I heard a gunshot.
Yeah, me too, but I arrived to this.
Stop grabbing it, stop, just let it burn. It's too late.
I can save some.
It's not worth it. It's all too far gone.
I think Alan turned on us.
We don't know that or anything yet. I'm gonna look around the corner for footprints or something.
He has to have. Why else would he burn all the information?
He was so proud to have found it all. He wouldn't have just burned it.
Well, somebody did. If it wasn't him, then maybe whoever did do it also took Alan.
No, they didn't.
Hear me out. They easily could have gotten in here. I mean, maybe they saw the fire, like a light through the waterfall.
Noah.
They sneak up on him, bag him, hide any and all evidence.
Noah.
Look, they didn't even touch our gear. They were in and out.
Noah! They didn't take him.
How can you be so sure?
Because I'm looking at his dead body.
So Alan is dead, and I don't know how to feel. Or how I'm supposed to feel. I know how I feel. Sad. I mean, I liked him. But he was part of the opposition, technically, so... No. I liked him, and I'll mourn him. He deserves as much. But we should talk about the elephant in the room. Sarah. Why is Noah not questioning Sarah? She left to head back to camp, we hear a gunshot, and Sarah is the only one with a gun. Is Noah willfully ignoring these signs, or is he distracted with his quest for answers? I get it. Noah and Sarah are back together, but it just doesn't feel right, you know? Not the same... rhythm or whatever. We know what's happened to Noah, but Sarah has this gap in her story. What happened after she left the onboarding? What is she hiding? Till she comes clean. I mean, I'm not sure I can trust her. Neither should Noah.
Are you sure it's him? Right. Dumb question. You didn't warn me.
I said I was looking at his dead body.
But you didn't add, and there's a huge hole in his head.
Okay, this must have been the gunshot we heard. They could still be close.
I'm not fit to fight.
Then we need to move.
We could go down to the domes again. We did all right down there.
No. I don't think we need to head back down there. We should be setting our sights upwards.
I only know the service tunnels from here. And Puncher could be roaming them looking for me.
There are other ways up. You just have to trust me.
I do.
Good. Let's load up and get out of here.
Now?
Yes, now. Alan was just shot in the head. Do you want to wait around for it to happen to us?
No, I haven't had a chance to charge my phone.
Are you seriously...
Update. We're back in the shaft.
Not everything is worth recording.
Yeah, but we got a bar of reception here. Might as well send an update.
You're right. Smart. Yeah, let's send an update. What's their name again?
Who?
Who we're sending the messages to.
We don't know their name because they can't respond to us. We call them the Stranger, if that's what you mean.
Oh, the Stranger. That's it. I haven't recorded in a while.
Well, Stranger, we're back in the shaft. So much has happened. Alan is dead, which you knew, and we still don't know who killed him, but it had to be the gunshot we heard, right? It
had to be.
Also, looked like a bigger hole in his head than I had in my leg.
I don't see the relevance.
So I don't think it's the puncher.
Right. No, if it was the puncher, I'm sure we'd already be dead.
Exactly. So it's someone else running around with a gun and great aim.
How do we know they have great aim?
Single shot. Right in the back of the head. Bullseye. Like you and the prep cook.
We don't have to keep bringing that up. I didn't enjoy it.
No. No, that's not what I'm... Sarah, can I see your gun?
What? Why?
I just want to check something.
Even if that wasn't the sketchiest response, still no. What do you want to check?
How many bullets you have?
You think I killed him?
He was shot and you have a gun.
So?
So you didn't like him? And you left to get more paper and then all of a sudden there's a gunshot.
I arrived in the alcove after you.
Conveniently. You left before me though.
Well, Hansel, your little plan of leaving rat bones as breadcrumbs to find our way back to the alcove doesn't work if all the passageways have rat bones in them already. I got lost.
Conveniently.
You know what? Here, take it.
You're missing two bullets.
Yeah, the prep cook, and when I shot and missed Alan.
I'm sorry, I had to rule you out.
Only because you considered me in the first place. I thought we were beyond that.
We are. I'm sorry, I just freaked out. Someone shot him. Someone got that close to us and maybe is even still that close to us.
Then we need to go somewhere they can't follow.
I'm not going down.
No, like I said, we need to set our sights upwards.
But how? Even with a running start, I don't think I could jump across this gap, let alone catch a ladder on the other side. It's like 30 feet.
I have a rope. I have a hook.
You have a hook?
I have a hook. Came with the rope.
And you what, cowboy it across the gap?
Cowboy it?
Like a lasso, cowboy style?
No, I won't cowboy it. I'll throw it and hope it hooks on a rung. Then we jump off together and swing into the ladder.
Aren't we just going to be swinging full tilt into a wall?
Yes.
Well, won't that hurt?
Big time, but it'll get us across.
Then what?
Well, if we survive the swinging, we climb up until we get to a door we can exit. Wherever that is.
Can't we just climb right out once we get to the ladder?
Look, even if we had a mile of ladder climbing in us, it wouldn't help. It's not a continuous ladder. Somewhere up there is missing a huge section. I heard someone say that none of the shafts have complete ladders.
Okay. Right. What do you need from me?
I need you to put your big boy pants on and channel your inner Tarzan. Well, let's take five and then move on.
Yeah, sounds good. We made it. Sarah hooked the rope on her, like, third attempt and we just went for it. Lost one of our water bottles when we hit the other side, but otherwise it worked a treat.
How's your body?
Oh, yep, on fire. Well, that's to be expected.
I'm sorry, you cushioned the blow.
Oh, just happy to have helped. What letter floor are we on?
Not every floor is lettered.
Well, they've been lettered this whole time.
Yes, but sometimes there are floors between floors. Floors that can't be easily accessed or can only be accessed through special portals.
Really?
No, this is level E2.
Ah, you're a dick.
And you're gullible. Let's move. We don't have time for this. We need to move.
Update.
Oh, you're hopeless.
We're walking along level E3. Empty, dark, scary. You get the drift. When out of nowhere, we hear, well...
Yes, we stumbled on a construction site.
It's not just a construction site. It's another cavern. Easily a couple hundred yards wide and, I don't know, a 100-foot ceiling? Would you say that's right?
Doesn't matter.
I'm painting a picture for the stranger.
Okay, well, while you're busy playing audio Botticelli, we're gonna get discovered and killed.
I'm trying to give them context to what we're seeing.
It's 50 people erecting a bunch of stones.
That's not suspicious to you? 50 people, a dozen floors below the abandoned levels of the facility, erecting giant stones in a cavern? That's not suspicious at all.
Of course it's suspicious, but given your criteria, anything they were doing down here would be suspicious.
Of course it would be.
Shh.
Of course it would be. We lost the journals. And save for a few of the etchings I grabbed from the fire, we have zero leads on what the hell is going on down here.
And you think spying from behind a bunch of crates is the best way to get more leads?
No. Currently, it's the only way. Look. The stones are all perfect rectangles, and they're erecting them in a circle. Seems ritualistic, no? Like Stonehenge.
First we're talking about extra planets and aliens, and now we're talking about rituals? The two don't mesh.
Shit. Damn.
Did he see us?
I don't know, but he was walking right towards us.
Shouldn't have come this far in.
Put the gun away. It'll only draw them all over, and we can't take on a group.
Sullivan, where are you going? I thought I heard something.
Yeah, it was me yelling. Get your ass back here and quit chasing echoes. A group of blood dogs are coming down to sniff around.
Why the hell are soldiers coming here?
I don't know. Something about missing people. I don't care. It just fucks up my timeline. They want us to line up so their fancy robot can look around.
Puncher?
I didn't ask. Something you could learn from. Now, haul ass and grab Chessman on your way in.
Well, you're up, Picasso. Paint us out of this one.
As always.
What the hell, right? He confronts her about the possibility of being Alan's killer. Finally. And then what? Just move past it? Someone shot Alan. That problem doesn't go away even if you do go on the move. And then we just casually end up in a secret subterranean construction site for Stonehenge 2.0. And as impossible as that is, we can't linger or dwell on it. Because this gigantic spider robot called the Puncher is on its way. It's out of the frying pan and into the fire. And into an even worse fire. It's brutal. And I am in no state to keep up tonight. What even is Stonehenge anyways? I mean, I know it's a circle of rocks or whatever, but what is it? They building a secret church down there? What? If you know or have an idea, please shoot me an email to escapingdenverpod@gmail.com. Thank you to Curious Cast for sticking with us on this journey, and come back next week for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.